Thomas E. McLean, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Darryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L-L, period, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, address is 1345 4th Avenue, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-321-4168. ID is XXX XXX 47443. Date of birth is July 20th, 1944, 78-year-old, married, retired mechanic. Insurance is Medicare / National General. Pharmacy is West End Pharmacy, Corning, 530-824-4901. It's addressed to Dr. Victoria Lee Ota, O-T-A, D period, O period. Adventist Health Corning Solano, S-O-L-A-N-O, Rural Health Clinic, 155 Solano Street, Corning, California, 96021-3511, phone 530-876-2502, fax 530-824-5204. The clinical indication is persistent moderate to severe right retroauricular cervical and upper shoulder pain, subparagraph, recent imaging findings of advanced cervical degeneration with multi-level neuroforaminal stenosis, most prominent C5-C6. Current complaints, persistent radicular neck pain, resistant to therapeutic treatment. Dear Dr. Oden, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Daryl Stewart, who presents today feeling miserable with persistent cervical pain, where treatment with multiple medications, including gabapentin and analgesic medicine, has had a minimal benefit. New paragraph. His neurological examination demonstrates hyperesthesia of the skin in a C5-C6 distribution on the right. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are preserved. New paragraph. There's no motor weakness. New paragraph. The MR imaging completed at your request at St. Elizabeth's Community Hospital through Dignity Health was highly abnormal, showing severe degenerative disc disease at C5-6. With severe right and mild left facet joint overgrowth, uncovertebral and facet disease on the right with moderate right side foraminal narrowing. New paragraph, that's at C4-5. At C5-6, there is severe degenerative disc disease, broad-based disc bulge effacing the CSF abutting the anterior margin of the cervical cord with mild ligamentum flavum hypertrophy. The canal is slightly stenotic at 9 to 10 millimeters. Moderate uncovertebral joint eburnation, E-B-U-R-N-A-T-I-O-N. Mild to moderate facet arthritis is present. Uncovertebral facet disease results in severe right and moderate to severe left foraminal narrowing. New paragraph. In consideration of his current clinical treatment, I have elected to readjust his regimen, increasing his gabapentin dosage from 100 QID to 300 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets, up to three times, that's 1 to 2 capsules, up to three times a day, for initial adjustment of his regimen for further modification of his neuralgia and pain. New paragraph. He reports that he did not experience any benefit from either the hydrocodone or the APAP oxycodone, which I will not refill, since this only by his report produced drowsiness. New paragraph. We are referring him immediately for invasive pain management to Dr. Lippman's group in Chico. New paragraph. I will schedule him for electrodiagnostic testing of the right upper extremity for evaluation consideration for further referral, including evaluation for cervical intervention with a certified orthopedic spine surgeons, most likely at UC Davis. New paragraph. I will plan on seeing for follow-up in the process of moving forward with his care and treatment. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns in my signature.